So let's review. Zak the Mishnah. If the meat of a chatas that is eaten by the kahanim was mixed with the meat of a oila that is burned on the mizbeach, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yezer says, Yitin lamala, v'rayani es basar achatas mamala kilo hin eitzim. All the meat may be burned on the mizbeach, and we consider the chatas meat as if it's firewood. While the Chacham say, "Tuuba tzurasin beyatzla beis asreifa," the meat may not be burned on the mizbeach nor eaten. Rather, we wait until they become nicer and they're burned as pesuli hamakdashin. I think Mark explains that the machlekes is based on the following two pesukim in Parashat Vayikra. The first pasuk states, "Ki chalsar v'chol davash leisitir b'men ish l'Hashem," and the following pasuk states, "Karben reishas takriva oisim l'Hashem v'le mizbeach loyal l'reich nichayach." The first pasuk teaches two isurim: "Ki chalsar v'chol davash leisitiru," chametz and honey may not be burned on the mizbeach. The words mimenu isha teach kolshu mimenu liisha marehu bebal taktiru. When the required part of a carbon was burned on the mizbeach, the remainder of that carbon, which is designated for achila, may not be burned on the mizbeach. Therefore, one may not burn on the mizbeach the meat of a carbon behema, which is meant to be eaten, or the shirayim of a mincha, because the chelim of the behema and the kaimitz of the mincha were already burned on the mizbeach. And the second pasuk adds an isser and a heter. The words vela mizbeach teach an isser that deraboi loch kevesh ke mizbeach. Simply understood, that the above Yisroom apply even to the Kevesh, that the above items may not be burned even on the ramp of the Mizbech. The words L'reich Nechayich teach a heter that L'reich Nechayich hi atamala, aval atamaleu l'shum eitzim. Simply understood, that the Yisr of Baal Taktir is only when the above items are intended to be burned as a carbon in and of itself, but there is no Yisr if they are intended to be burned as a carbon of firewood. Now, the exclusive word Eisam in the second pasuk teaches that one or both halachas derived from the second pasuk apply only to Sa'ir B'Dvash, but not to Shiraim. And in here lies the machlekes. Rabbi Yezer holds that the exclusive Eisam refers to only one halacha, to the Isser Kevesh Kemizbeach as follows. Eisam hu d'raboy loch Kevesh Kemizbeach, but midach rinilai. It's only regarding Sa'ir B'Dvash that we derive from Be'elam Mizbeach that it may not be burned even on the Kevesh. But regarding Shiraim, it may be burned on the Kevesh. However, the exclusive Eisam does not refer to the heter derived from L'reich Nechayach, that Atamaleu L'shem Eitzim. On the contrary, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the heter of Atamaleu L'shem Eitzim applies to both, even to Shiraim, and therefore regarding Ivar Chatas, he says Royin Ki'ilu Hein Eitzim. While the Chum hold that the exclusive Eisam refers to both halachas, even to the heter of Atamaleu L'shem Eitzim as follows. Eisam hu di'i Atamaleu, av Atamaleu L'shem Eitzim av Amidach Rinaloi. It is only regarding Sa'ir B'Dvash that there is a heter to burn them l'shem Eitzim, but regarding Shiraim, it is forbidden to burn them l'shem Eitzim, and therefore regarding Eivar Chatas, we do not say Rayin, but Tu'uba Tzurasin v'yatz l'beis asreifa. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa that offers a different approach in the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no Machlekes in the case of Eivar Chatas and Sa'ir B'Eivar Oila Sheik Robo. All agree that if the meat of a chatas was mixed with the meat of an oila, all the meat may be burned on the mizbeach, because regarding all shirayim, we say, Rayin kilo hein eitzim, we consider the chatas meat as if it's firewood. And there's also no machlekes in the case of beroiva v'nirva shalei yikarvo. If the meat of a behema that was used for znus with a person was mixed up with the meat of a valid oila, the meat may not be burned on the mizbeach even l'shem eitzim, because delei chazi, a revei v'nirva is disqualified for karbanas. The machlekes is only in the case of ivar oila tamima, if the meat of a valid carbon oil was mixed up with the meat of a behemoth that had a blemish. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Yikrivu, the meat may be burned on the Mizbeach. And although we cannot say Royin Kilo Hein Eitzim because of Lechazi, however the pasuk of Baal Mum states, Ki Meshchasim Beham Mumbam Leirotzu Lechem. The exclusive words Mumbam teach, Mumbam Hutu Leirotzu, Ha'idei Tarei V'Sirotzu. Only when the Baal Mum is alone, it is possible, but if the meat of a Baal Mum was mixed with other carbonas, it is kosher. While the Chacham hold Leikrevu, the meat may not be burned on the Mizbeach. And regarding Baal Mum, we do not say Royin Kilo Hein Eitzim as we say regarding Chatas, because Baal Mum Me'isi, Chatas Le Me'isi. A Baal Mum is considered repulsive. And the words Mum Bam come to teach a different halacha, Mum Bam Hu Dele Yiratzu Hu Avar Mum Yiratzu. Only while the Mum is existent, the behemoth is possible. But if the Mum goes away, the behemoth is kasha. Our next Mishnah also disagrees with the Brais of Rabbi Yehuda and holds regarding Ivar be'Ivar and Bale Mumin. If the meat of a carbon oil was mixed with the meat of a Baal Mum, all agree that l'ketchila, the meat may not be burned on the Mizbeach, and we do not say Royin Kilo Hein Eitzim because Me'isi. The Machloikas is only regarding him Karv Reish Echad Men. B'diyevet, if one head was already burned on the Mizbeach, do the other heads become permitted? Rabbi Yehuda holds him Karv Reish Echad Men Yikrivu Kala Reishin, Karoim Shalechad Men Yikrivu Kala Kroim. If one head was burned, all the other heads become permitted, and if one knee was burned, all the other knees become permitted. Because as Rashi explained, Talinan Isur Bey, we assume that the Isser was the one that was burned first. While a Chum holds that Philip Karbu Kulam Chutz Me'echad Mehen, Yatzla Beis HaSreifa. Even if all the heads were burned aside for one, this head may not be burned on the Mizbech, but rather must be burned in the Azara like Pesulei Mekdashin, because Deloi Talin Isur Bekraven Kvar. We do not assume that the head of Isser was the one that was burned first. And the Gemara adds, Lehichshur Abliyaza El Shnayim Shnayim, Aval Echad Echad Loi. Abliyaza only allowed burning two heads at a time. But Rabbi Eliezer did not allow burning one head at a time, because as Rashi in Daf Ayin Dalet explains, Shnayim Shnayim Devad Echad Minay De'atera, Ubechol Chad Aminon, Mdechavri Lab De'isura, Ihu Nami Lab De'isura, Vahu De'isura Azalei. When there are two heads, one of the two is certainly Hatter, since there was only one Isser in the whole Tarebis. Therefore, there is a Migui, a supposition that the second head is Hatter, and we reinforce this Migui with Tylan, that the Isser was the one that was already burned. However, when there is only one head, there is a suffix on each one that perhaps this is the Isser, because there is no Migui, and without a Migui we do not say Toilet.